So good old Rand Paul, of course, we know is a possible presidential contender in 2016, is an ophthalmologist by trade, and he wanted to do some charity work. So he contacted a national society dealing with eye care, and then they suggested the University of Utah has some really good folks who could help out. So he joined up with the University of Utah's Moran Eye Center, flew to Guatemala and helped out. Looks like more than 200 people, who could use some help. This is obviously a third world country, and they don't have the best, medical care. It was an interesting trip to try to help those who were less fortunate. It looks like the trip cost around $50,000. And kind of an interesting note on that, some $10,000 of that came from none other than the Donald Trump.
Okay, so Donald Trump is paying for Rand Paul to go off on trips to Guatemala, but I mean for charity.
Yeah, of course. But I'm sure that Donald Trump likes to hedge his bets. So he's going to help out where he can that isn't necessarily as overt as just funding a campaign.
Well, that's the real question, right? Is Donald Trump putting maybe his tacit support behind Rand Paul for the presidency, and has he checked his birth certificate?
Yeah, that's a good question. Donald Trump's an interesting guy. I saw him speak recently at the press club here in Washington, and he was always saying like he didn't want to run for president. Everyone wanted him to run for president. No bit of ego there whatsoever.
Right. No, of course not. Thomas, in other news, something that I ask you every so often, Mitt Romney has said that he won't run for president again, but has he changed his tune a little bit?
It's always good to have this question pop up every month or so. But there's a new poll that shows Romney is leading in Iowa for the GOP nomination again, and there's no other potential candidate who has nearly the claim on those caucus numbers like Mitt Romney does. In an interview this week, he also said something different. As you remember, we've talked about this before. He keeps saying, "No, no, 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 no. I don't know how many times I can say this. I'm not running. I have no interest in it." But this week, he said the words, "Circumstances can change," which is what we've all kind of been waiting and listening. Is there going to be, some epiphany in a little bit that says Mitt Romney says, "Well, I guess there's no one who can win it, so I could run again." Maybe he's leaving the door open there, but more than likely, he's probably just keeping his name out there because it keeps him as a kind of a party leader that can kind of move the party the way he wants it to do.
Right. There are other reasons for conceivably playing on speculation, staying in the public eye, etc. But then, third time could be the charm, right?
It worked for Ronald Reagan.
That's right. Finally today, Thomas, President Barack Obama made a statement concerning ISIS yesterday, but there was a bit of a distraction that people seemed to be more occupied by. What was that?
It's kind of sad when I actually realized I did this too and didn't really think it was going to be that big of a deal. But when the president came out to the briefing room yesterday and gave a statement, he was wearing a tan suit. Which took me so much surprise because it's not very often you see the president in a tan suit. He's said before that he wears a gray suit or a dark blue suit, and that's pretty much what you see the president wearing. And I guess in August, even when you're talking about, serious matters, the color of the suit that the president wears actually makes news. And there was a lot of Twitter traffic about this. The Washington Post has a story about this. Time Magazine has a story about this. So maybe our distractions are a little too much these days, but you see the president in a tan suit and whoop, there's the headline.
Okay, but the president trying to make a serious statement about the Islamic State, and the story gets hijacked by his outfit.
Yeah, I think the front page of the New York Times and the Post are still going to be about the ISIS statement for sure, but the fun color in Washington. I guess it's August and we're all bored. We have nothing else to do, so we have to talk about the color of the president's suit.
All right, Thomas, we'll let that be a warning to you to stow your own tan suits.
Yeah, I'm going to put it back in the closet. I'm not wearing a suit today.
All right. Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune, thanks very much for joining us again this week.
Thanks, Roger.